We're talking with Kevin Swanson from the DNR, bear and wolf specialist in the state of Michigan, but we're talking about rabbit hunting today. And we just kind of went through a little bit of the habitat that you should look for. I want to kind of gather the experience for somebody that's never been rabbit hunting right now. I want to kind of try and describe it, if you don't mind, Kevin. If you could describe, you know, how you use hounds and the technique, because it's very interesting if you're not familiar with it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't call myself a pro, but typically when you just... A nice morning like today where you've got fresh snow and the temperature is above 20 degrees, those are the best conditions. If it's below 20 degrees, depending on the dog, they might not drive as well. But if it's above 20 with fresh snow, that's perfect conditions. And you basically, what we do is bring the dogs out to the camp, get the fire in the camp going, and then walk the dogs on a leash into the swamp or in the woods and try to find a fresh track, which is usually quite easy. And then you just put the dog on it, and hopefully they'll take on that track or they'll cold trail it for a bit before opening up. And then you just spread out and listen to the hounds drive. And that, to me, is the most enjoyable part, is listening to the hounds drive, you know, bellowing after the rabbits. And then when the hare comes by, you have a chance to shoot at it. And they normally make circles, small circles, but if you get on a, it seems like if you get on a an older buck, male hare, they go further. So sometimes when you run into that, they'll take your dogs cross country a long distance, and then you might spend half of the day chasing the dogs to try to get them out of the out of the woods. But just a really enjoyable experience. It's great to take young kids to do that, because, you know, unlike deer hunting and or even duck and goose hunting, with rabbit hunting, there's always a lot of action if the dog is driving, because you can always hear them. You always have that anticipation of the rabbit returning to you in that circle. So it's really exciting for young kids, and that's what we're trying to do, is get more youngsters involved.
And that's the thing, is the people that I don't think realize, I didn't. I remember the first time that I went, I didn't realize they ran in a circle at that time. I mean, I took off running after the dogs, and they're like, hey, where are you going? Sit tight. You know, and all of a sudden, boom, here it comes. You hear the bellowing get softer, and then all of a sudden it gets louder, and here comes the rabbit. Boom.
It was, yeah.
It's very,
yeah,
very cool to see that happen.
Yeah, I think a common mistake is you hear that the dog's driving and they're taking the rabbit away from you, and then they're, a lot of people tend to move towards the dogs, and you really should sit tight. My dad taught me that long ago, and it's hard to do, because you think, gosh, I don't think they're coming back, so you start walking towards them, but those hares are very smart, and you can turn them in the opposite direction very quickly, so you're better off just to sit tight and wait for that rabbit to return. And usually once the dog starts the hare, that hare is going to return to that same area and make a big circle and come right back to where that dog started it. It doesn't always work that way, and many times the rabbit will run off and you have to move in a different direction to get closer to it. So that happens sometimes too.
Kevin Swanson from the DNR, thank you for your personal insight on rabbit hunting today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
This is the Outdoor Show.